This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Strong pushback this morning from China on President Biden's comments this morning. The president's in Tokyo, where a reporter asked him this question.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's a commitment we made.
The White House is explaining, saying the president's comments do not reflect a policy shift. China sees Taiwan as a rogue province. This morning, Beijing says it will take firm action to safeguard its sovereignty. A Ukrainian court has just sentenced a 21-year-old Russian soldier to life in prison for killing a Ukrainian civilian. It's the first war crimes trial since Russia's invasion. Good news for some parents here in the U.S. frantic to find baby formula. A U.S. military plane carrying formula arrived yesterday in Indianapolis. The AB's Julie Walker.
Enough specialty infant formula for more than 500,000 baby bottles arrived in the United States from Europe. The precious cargo for so many parents came in on a military plane Sunday to Indianapolis. It'll be quality checked by Nestle before heading to hospitals, clinics, and doctor's offices, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He says it's the first of several flights authorized by President Biden carrying baby formula from Europe to relieve the nationwide shortage. I'm Julie Walker.
The president says this morning he does not think the U.S. is definitely going to fall into a recession. This morning, he launched a new trade deal with 12 Indo-Pacific nations aimed at powering up their economies. Vice President Kamala Harris and Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy are warning of burnout among the nation's healthcare staff after more than 2 years of the COVID pandemic. They see a potential for severe worker shortages in the years ahead if this isn't addressed. This is AP News. A celebrity marriage. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
A celebrity couple has tied the knot in marriage again. For the third time, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker have said their I do's, but only two of the three counted. The first time they said their vows in Las Vegas with an Elvis impersonator doing the honors, but it wasn't valid because they didn't have a license. They called that one a practice marriage. The second was more of a family affair in Southern California, this time with the proper paperwork, and they capped it off over the weekend in Italy. Their Instagram posts show the reality TV show star and the Blink-182 drummer standing at an altar with the caption, Happily Ever After, and another facing the audience with the caption, Introducing Mr. and Mrs. Barker. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is out of the hospital after suffering a stroke. He's the Democratic nominee in the state's U.S. Senate contest. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.